Greetings, 91 Weekers. Pastor George here with you once again as we roll into week number 81. And this week we find ourselves in several places, finishing up the book of Revelation, chapters 20 through 22, nine various psalms, I won't name the numbers, and then we begin the book of Job, chapters 1 through 6. Now, in my opinion, there aren't many books of Scripture as captivating as the book of Job. However, this week, I want to hone in on a transformational principle that comes from our reading in the book of Revelation. And in doing so, I want to focus on three verses in chapter 22 that all emphasize the same thing and occur in fairly rapid succession and all spoken by Jesus himself. They are verses 7, verses 12, and verses 20. Verse 7, Jesus said, "Look, I am coming soon." And in verse 12, "Look, I am coming soon." And in verse 22, "Yes, I am coming soon." Now let me ask you a few questions. Do you think Jesus is coming soon? Well, it's sooner now than it ever was, right? Secondly, do you think he wants us to know he's coming soon? Well, of course, that's why he repeated it. And thirdly, if he is coming soon, why would he want us to know that? Well, the only answer I can come up with is so that we can be ready when he does come. You see, while the rest of the world is focused on getting the most out of this life, Jesus is urging us instead to focus on getting the most out of the next life, because that's the one that matters for all of eternity. And Paul reinforced this transformational principle in a slightly different way when he wrote in Colossians chapter 3, verse 2, "Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth." And the NIV puts it this way, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." Jesus is coming soon, and maybe even sooner than we think. And we'd be wise to prepare for that by setting our minds on things above, not earthly things. You see, if we let it, the world and its systems can direct our attention away from heavenly things and onto earthly things that will have no lasting value when Jesus returns. And so we must not become consumed with what this world offers, because even though it may appear to be attractive now, it's only temporary anyway. Jesus emphasized this principle throughout his ministry here on earth. For example, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, he said, "If you cling to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for me, you will find it." In other words, Jesus is calling us to sacrifice this life for the benefit of the next one. And in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 20, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but instead store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." Again, he's calling us to build heavenly portfolios, not earthly portfolios, and to forfeit earthly rewards for heavenly rewards. And then in Matthew chapter 19, verse 30, "But many who are first now will be last later, and many who are last now will be first later." You see, as the church, we often try to live with one foot in the kingdom and one foot in the world, trying to get the most out of both. But that's awfully hard to pull off. In fact, Jesus said we can't serve both God and money, both God in material possessions, both God in human achievement, both God and, well, you fill in the blank. We can only have one master, and we must choose this day whom we will serve. Jesus' message was revolutionary and countercultural. For example, American culture says, "Get the most out of this life while you can." So I want you to think about that this week. And while you do, ask yourself these questions. What are your priorities in this life? And then write them down and honestly evaluate them in light of God's word. Secondly, are you investing more in this world or the next world? Thirdly, how are you investing your times, talents, and treasures in this life? And fourth, are you ready for Jesus' return now? And if not, why not? And then finally, fifth, what needs to change in your life, if anything? You see, introspection or self-examination is always good if we do it honestly. Now, I also recommend that you invite God into the process while you do this, asking Him to reveal your blind spots or the things that you can't see, because a lack of self-awareness will limit your ability to accurately evaluate and make course corrections. Now, don't put this exercise off, because Jesus is coming soon, and we do want to be ready. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.